Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
Rode to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed. Music by the Whippoorwills. Songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros. Yours truly, Joe Slattery. And starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. And now here he is, that panhandle pole, the sagebrush Shakespeare, Smiley Burnett.
Howdy doodle, Joe. Of all the gloomy gusses around the place, what's the matter with you?
I'm gloomy, all right. I'm glad you came in. You know, about 6 months ago, you told me to give coal oil to my cow that had colic?
Yes.
Well, I did. You know that cow died?
Now, that's funny. My cow died, too. Listen, this moniker you give me about the pole, is he a poet, too?
Oh, he's a poet, too. I understand you got some poetry today.
Oh, yes. Today I'm a poet, Joe. I have writ, wrote, rotten. I mean, I've got some poems. Here's one. Now, quiet, please. Now, listen to this. I'm not a beauty, you see. There are others more handsome than me. But my face, I don't mind it, for I am behind it. It's the people in front that scare me.
Oh, my.
Now, here's another one. There once was a feller named Hall who fell in the spring in the fall. Twould have been a sad thing if he'd have died in the spring, but he didn't. He died in the fall. Oh, you ain't heard nothing. Boy, I could just go on here for another 5 minutes. Another 2,000 or 3,000 children words here. Shut up now. While fishing way down in the bay, I reeled in a mermaid one day. She sure was a queen, but you should have seen the sweet one I let get away.
Pie. You're the apple of my peachy pie. I guess I'll never know just why. You make me want to do the darndest thing, like picking flowers in the spring. Act like puppy dogs and you out at the moon, peachy pie. I've completely lost my mind. Oh me, oh my, what can I do?
Appreciate our sponsor, and we'd appreciate you folks buying their products. How's about we hear a word from the man now?
Thank you.
there's little Sue standing on the box over here playing the accordion. Did you know I could play one of them squeeze pianos?
No.
Oh, yeah. I got a little button on the top there put on myself. Gives off perfume.
Oh. Yeah.
You don't have to listen to what I'm playing. You can smell it. A real pretty song coming up here now. Oh, and this gal can sing. You folks that listen to our program regular, you know about Sweet Georgia Brown. And today she's going to sing I'll Always Be in Love with You or something like that. Is that it?
That's right, Mike.
All right.
Sweetheart, if you should stay a million miles away, I'll always be in love with you. And though you find more bliss in someone else's kiss, I'll always be in love with you. I can't go anywhere. I've tried so hard to please. So let me thank you for such tender memories. I wish you happiness. As for me, sweetheart, I guess I'll always be in love with you.
Oh, pretty, wasn't that a beauty? My.
One day, fellas, I heard old Shorty Thompson say that he lived so far from town that the sun always set between his house and the city limits. Do you believe that? Well, sir, John Wesley Crabtree, he lives about 30 miles back in the brush near Hooper Holler, and they raise about everything they eat. But once in a while, John Wesley comes down into town and gets his sugar and coffee. One day, he put in some strawberry gelatin in the wagon, and he took it home. Mrs. Crabtree, she fixed a great big shivering, shaking crock of it for supper and put it in the spring house to keep it cool. Now, when they'd finished their ordinary eating, like cured ham and fried spuds and such, why, Mrs. Crabtree sent their oldest boy, Waldo, out to the spring house to get the big surprise. Well, she ladles them all out a big helping of the stuff and sets one in front of Leote, that's their 9-year-old daughter, and most of them had ate all of theirs before they noticed that Leote hadn't touched hers. John Wesley says, "What's the matter, Leote? Why don't you eat it?" Well, Leote looks kind of green, and she says, "Pa, I can't do it. It ain't dead yet." Well, in the singing department today, your old fat friend here, Mr. Birdsnest, is going to sing a song called "Tonight Is My Night to Howl, Boys." Now, a long, tall boy from a mountain town was a-settin' on a rain. His hair slicked down with possum grease, slicker than a lizard's tail. Says he, "Now, Ma, it's a Saturday night, and I'm a-ridin' that mule to town. If he comes home all by himself, just to bed that critter down. For tonight's my night to howl, Ma, tonight's my night to howl. And I won't be home till the sun comes up, I'm a-stayin' out with the owl. I'll sleep all day tomorrow, then start out on the prowl. Tonight's my night to howl, Ma, tonight's my night to howl." Your Ingersoll, your snuff box, and your pipe. I'm a taking your pistol just for luck in case I have me a fight. I might run into Sari Ma, she weighs 400 gross, and I'm a hankering to kiss that big fat gal if I can get that close. For tonight's my night to howl, Ma, tonight's my night to howl. I won't be home till the sun comes up, I'm staying out with the owl. I'll sleep all day tomorrow, then start out on the prowl. Tonight's my night to howl, Ma, tonight's my night to howl. Thank you. listening, folks, and we'll be back again soon. Until then, this is Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, and I'll dare you to talk about me.
Bye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett, Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.